This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for examiner.com. And yes, I'm still podcasting outside. You can probably hear the crickets. This is the second of a two-parter. Maybe it's a three-parter. I'm going to try to get it done today. Justification mechanisms of the disgruntled coworker. Now, just to remind you, a justification mechanism was defined by L.R. James to describe how people will basically make excuses, in layman's terms, for their lack of productivity or their aggressive behavior towards another coworker. We looked at the derogation of target bias, the hostile attribution bias, and now we're going to look at the retribution bias. So here's an example of the retribution bias. I'm not really interested in taking this to management anyway. They're all about communication and teamwork. The thing is with Chris is she loves to see people as her doormat. If you don't stand up to her, she feeds on that weakness. Okay. If you are retribution biased, you will frame the situation in a way which calls for the retaliation over reconciliation due to a perceived imperative of honor or dignity. Even if Alex realizes he can reconcile the situation by putting aside his and Chris's differences, in his inner monologue, this would be like declining an invitation to a duel. He must stand up for himself in order to maintain his own dignity, in his point of view. The victimization of powerful others' bias. Besides, Tony hired her, probably because they're so alike. It's the corporate mindset. Crush the little people, watch them squirm, and nice guys finish last. Alex is now drawing a line in the sand where he is the victim and the others are the powerful. This frames the situation as a classical David and Goliath story. Because Tony, who is presumably Alex and Chris's boss, hired Alex, Alex is practically the boss's assistant, an extension of the management working against Alex. Potency bias. That's why I push back. The corporations aren't looking out for you. You have to protect yourself as an individual. I can't let people like Tony or Chris justify their supposed management ability to the higher-ups by crushing people like me. Okay, the potency bias is characterized by the aggressor plainly putting his inclination to aggress in a category of strength or courage, implying acting otherwise would mean cowardly submission or the like. Social discounting. My relationship with Chris, as with my relationship with most of my coworkers, is like hungry lions feasting on one animal. When we're out on the sales floor, we may act like we're all a big family or whatever, but the bottom line is sales. No one should apologize for making that a priority over dealing with other people's nonsense. In social discounting, the aggressor implies the situation is a social anomaly, one which requires wild or primitive behavior. In this case, Alex strongly believes he works in a dog-eat-dog environment, requiring him to hold his ground and seek aggression if he deems it necessary. Okay, surviving the workplace. Individuals want to believe their behavior is rational. As a socially complex creature, we can employ a number of mechanisms for manipulating other individuals or our situation in order to maintain an illusion of rationality. In this case, Alex described himself as an innocent worker in a savage environment where the management and his personality-defunct co-workers team up against him. Thus far, I've largely narrated the problem as a matter of the others, leaving the reader to believe they are in a position of dealing with irrational people. This is no doubt the case, but the reader should ask themselves. By the way, the reader is the listener. In this case, I am reading from a written thing here. The reader should ask themselves, the listener should ask themselves, if they might be employing any of these biases themselves. Allow me to volunteer myself for criticism. I currently work at a hospital where I am sure I have convinced myself of my own rational decision-making making use of one of these justification mechanisms. However, the person and the situation are constantly affecting one another. When I first started my job, I was constantly confronted with justifications of my fellow coworkers. They basically had a head start on this, having already worked with my new coworkers for years. It was as if several of them nominated themselves as my personal tutor in who to trust and what to think about the company. I love my coworkers, especially the ones who read articles like these. but we cannot think of these phenomena occurring in closed personalities. We make first impressions of others on our own, yet our coworkers might help us to interpret those impressions. This has been Psychobabble. I'm basically out of time. Follow me on Twitter, ABVegan.